For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says he believes admitting lawful permanent residents into the United States is in the country's national interest and does not go against the provisions of President Trump's executive order limiting immigration for 90 days from seven Muslim-majority countries he says have spawned terrorists. Our Nicholas Pallarino is a terrorism scholar at Georgetown University.
It seems to me they're trying to make the process of people getting into this country more uniform. They're trying to standardize the vetting process, and they're also trying to ensure the country of origin can provide appropriate information on the people that are coming into this country.
President Trump defended his order against the global outcry, saying it is not about religion, but about terror and keeping the country safe. Thousands protested through the weekend since Mr. Trump signed the travel ban. John Finlan protested at New York's JFK Airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen, but I was not always an American citizen. And this is just fascism.
A federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. A Sudanese court on Sunday sentenced Czech missionary Petr Jazyk to 24 years in prison. His lawyers said he was convicted on three charges, including espionage, punishing fake news, publishing that is fake news, and inciting hatred. Jazyk was arrested December of 2015. Czech officials say the charges are groundless. This is VOA News. The head of a mosque in Quebec City, Canada, said a shooting there late Sunday killed five people. Police said two suspects were arrested, no motive known right now. In June of 2016, a pig's head was left on the doorsteps of the same mosque. A member of the U.S. military was killed and three others wounded during a raid against al-Qaeda militants in central Yemen that left at least 14 militants dead. It is the first anti-terror military operation ordered by President Trump. White House statement said the successful raid against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula captured important intelligence that will assist the U.S. in preventing terrorism. Stephen Zunis is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco.
Whether this indeed has the strategic advantages of intelligence and preventing future terrorist attacks, or whether this is the kind of thing that just stirs up more resentment by Yemenis in these tribal areas and increases the support for al-Qaeda, remains to be seen.
U.S. military aircraft involved in the operation was disabled following a hard landing, which resulted in an additional U.S. injury. Local officials said civilians, including women and children, also killed in that raid. The White House says President Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman have agreed to back safe zones in Syria and Yemen. Two spoke by telephone on Sunday, reaffirming the long-standing relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump spent the last 2 days reaching out by telephone to a number of world leaders. He talked with the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates and South Korea's acting president, as well as Russian President Vladimir Putin, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, France's President François Hollande, and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A legal advisor to Myanmar's ruling National League for Democracy was shot and killed outside the country's busiest airport after returning from a government-led trip to Indonesia. Unidentified lone gunman killed the veteran lawyer Koni and injured two others in front of the main terminal of the airport. Koni's daughter said she heard a bang when the shooting happened and rushed back to check on her father. Police have detained a suspect, but the motive so far is unknown. Koni was a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim minority. And socialists in France have chosen former junior minister Benoît Hamon as their candidate for president, in a victory that analysts say is not likely to boost the election chances when France goes to vote.
That's the latest world news from VOA.